Mr. Hooks is standing here in a convention hall in which 4% of the delegates are black. You'll remember that 18% were in San Francisco. Mr. Hooks, given that, what's your mission here?
Well, the NAACP is nonpartisan. Last time, 4 years ago, I addressed both conventions. This year, I decided to attend both and not seek to speak. I'm very concerned because we do need in this country a strong two-party system, and black people particularly don't need one party ignoring them and the other party taking them for granted. So I'm here to encourage the delegates to speak up for what is I call true Republicanism and not to yield to all of these things that are happening. I think that we don't have much chance in 84, but in 88, we're looking for a resurgence of the liberal and moderate elements in the Republican
Party. But the president's strategists say that, in fact, the black community is just writing him off early. That's his problem, that you wrote him off a long time ago.
Well, we wrote him off because of his reaction to what we were doing. If one goes back to 1956, Mr. Eisenhower received almost 40% of the black vote. There are many Republican senators across the country who received 30, 40, and 50%. Black people react very intelligently to the issues. We're not dumb, we're not deaf, we're not blind. We can see, we can read, and we know what's happening. And there are many things this administration has done that have not been to the best interest of the black community. Other things we're working on.
You send out a scorecard, the NAACP does, each 4 years, which pretty much amounts to an endorsement. And this year, it's pretty much going to endorse Walter Mondale, isn't it?
Yes, and I think that's true, and I would hope that the day will come when our scorecard can be very even-handed because the parties will be very even-handed.
What's the difference in a black person who becomes a Republican and one who becomes a Democrat? What's the characteristic of the black Republican?
Well, I think that it's a historical transition. For many years, from 1865 down through the 1930s, 90% of all the black folk were Republicans. There are some excellent black Republicans. Ed Brooke was a Republican senator, and we don't have a man who more ably represented the black mainstream than Ed Brooke. So that I think that there are many people who feel that the Democratic Party had so many Southerners who were in favor of racial prejudice and segregation that they simply couldn't belong to the Democratic Party. There are others who like the economic policy of the Republican Party.
But what did you tell these black Republicans to do first?
I told them three things. I think that it's important that we have a two-party system. I encourage black Republicans to stay within the party if they are Republican, but not to be in there. And I say this to both black Democrats and black Republicans, to be in there for the public good, not to get private selfish fishes and loaves, but to be there for the good of the people. If they do that, NAACP will support both of black people in the Democratic and Republican parties.
Benjamin Hooks, our thanks to you.